It was £50, and he owed me but 15. I told him I had no change. I don't want change, you know that. Take your wages. I declined, accepting more than was my due. He scowled at first, then, as if recollecting something, he said, "Right, right, better not give you all now. You would perhaps stay away 3 months if you had £50. There is 10. Is it not plenty?"
"Yes, sir, but now you owe me 5.
"Come back for it, then. I am your banker for £40.
"Mr. Rochester, I may as well mention another matter of business to you while I have the opportunity."
"Matter of business? I'm curious to hear it."
"You have as good as informed me, sir, that you are going shortly to be married?"
"Yes. What then?"
"In that case, sir, Adele ought to go to school. I'm sure you will perceive the necessity of it."
"To get her out of my bride's way, who might otherwise walk over her rather too emphatically?" "There's sense in the suggestion. Not a doubt of it. Adele, as you say, must go to school. And you, of course, must march straight to the devil?"
"I hope not, sir. But I must seek another situation somewhere."